The Joy Set Before Us by David Brandt Berg. For those who love the Lord, death is our relief, release, freedom, promotion, graduation, and passing on to a better realm, the next step, the next grade. Our spirits are immediately freed to be with the Lord, so it's not really death for us in the same way it is for those who aren't saved. We don't die in the sense that they die. That's why I don't even like to call it dying or death. I prefer to call it graduation, passing on, or promotion. In spite of our sadness and grief at our loss, we should also rejoice when someone we love graduates from this life. They have finished this earthly grade in the school of life and are passing on to the next grade, the heavenly grade of eternal life. For those who know and love the Lord, passing from death to life will be a beautiful experience. Jesus said that we don't really die. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. In other words, if you're alive in the Spirit, he that lives and believes in me shall never die. And the Lord also says, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. The Lord himself delivers us from the power of death. O grave, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting? We experience death, but without the sting. The victory is ours in Jesus, not the grave. Thank you, Lord. Our death will be a victory over the grave and a victory over sin and death, a glorious victory and a glorious entry into God's eternal kingdom where there will be no more death, nor pain, nor crying, nor sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. It's our homegoing, our graduation day, our promotion day. It's when the Lord releases you and relieves you of your present responsibilities and when you go home to your reward. As my grandmother said on the day she died, it's your coronation day. She had a beautiful death. She turned to my grandfather, slipped off her rings, and put them in his hand, as though she didn't want anything that tied her to this world anymore. Everyone around her was weeping, and she said, "Why are you crying? Don't cry. This is my graduation day. Earth recedes. Heaven opens. This is my coronation day." For a Christian, I believe it will be the happiest event in your whole life. At last, free from this body with all its woes and aches and pains, and this life, with all its troubles and problems, weariness and concerns, hard work and suffering. It's all over, the race is run, and the course is ended. You've done it. You've made it. Thank God. It's behind you. Never again will you have to run that race. Heaven forever, eternal joy, total glory. Of course, people in the world don't even like to think or talk about death. Funerals are so sad. They grieve and sorrow as those who have no hope. But for believers, we know that we will be with the Lord forever and can encourage one another with these words. When my childhood friend Lamont got killed in World War II, my mother had a dream of him walking up this long avenue of beautiful trees where he met his sister. He asked her, "How come everybody else is crying and you aren't crying?" And his sister replied, "We see things very differently up here." When my uncle died, we held a funeral such as I think Miami, Florida had never seen. We sang and we had a great time. We told testimonies, and everybody was happy, and we celebrated his life. Afterwards, the funeral director shook his head and said, "I have never in my life seen a funeral like that. with everybody happy and singing lively songs. I said, "He's gone to heaven. All his troubles are over." I think that for a Christian, the time of death should be a time of rejoicing, a time to talk about the good things and praise and thank God that those who have gone on once lived and that they still live. Don't feel sorry for those who have passed on to the next life. Of course, we feel sad and grieve because we feel their loss and we miss them and their fellowship and love. But even in our times of grief, we sorrow not as others who have no hope. Everything in heaven will be more wonderful than all our most joyful experiences and fellowship and love on earth. The life hereafter for us, God's saved children, will be filled with joy, and we will experience our present happiness multiplied many times over. When you die, that's the final healing. Permanent healing forever. Thank you, Jesus. We can look forward to actually seeing the Lord and meeting Him visibly firsthand. We will see Him as He is, and we will be like Him, and see Him face to face, experiencing the fullness of the realities of God and the world to come. Hallelujah! Having known Him and had His Spirit in our hearts and felt His presence in our lives for all these years, I don't think it'll be too difficult. I think we're going to feel at home with Him when we meet, just like old friends, as we have already been friends for many years. So keep the faith. Never stop loving Him and others, and lead as many as you can into His wonderful, glorious love, so that He will rejoice to see you when you come and say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." If you think you've experienced the joy of the Lord down here, there's so much more to come in the next life. While you are on earth, you have the privilege of witnessing about the love of Jesus to others and leading them to Christ for their eternal salvation in heaven. It can be difficult, sometimes trying, with many tests and trials, but it's the most wonderful work in the world, and you'll be glad you did when you see their happy, shining faces in heaven, thanking you for loving them and leading them to Jesus to become members of His glorious kingdom of heaven. Jesus, all the trying and sorrowful things you faced in life will pass away and seem like a dream in the night seasons when I have received you into the glories of the everlasting kingdom and the joys that will be forever. I will recompense all your pain and sorrows, and the things that have been lost in the earth life will be preserved forever in the heavenly kingdom that I have laid up for you, where you will rejoice forever. The former things will be no more. The pain, the sorrow, the death, the dying, the tears will all be wiped away, and there will be no more pain, nor crying, nor sorrow, for all these things will fade away in the glories that are to come. If you could see what is in store for you, the things I have prepared for you, if you could know the joy you will experience, you would be overjoyed for that which is to come. For it has not entered into your mind, neither have your eyes seen, nor your ears heard, the glories that will be, that I have laid up for you, my beloved.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.